Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities April monthly podcast. During April, bond yields traded in a narrow range against a backdrop of mixed economic data, lingering banking sector concerns, and increased anxiety towards the U.S. debt ceiling. The S&P 500 index gained, and credit spreads were mostly tighter for the month. The U.S. economic data were a mixed bag, clouding the near-term outlook for the real economy. Real GDP grew during the first quarter at a 1.1% annualized rate, below the 1.9% expected by many economists. High-frequency PMI data was also mixed, with the ISM Manufacturing Index contracting in March more than expected to its lowest level since May of 20, primarily due to a fall in new orders. In contrast, the S&P Manufacturing PMI Index improved to 50.4, exceeding expectations. In terms of position changes for April, we added about a half year to headline duration, with most of the increase concentrated in intermediate maturities. We trimmed the front end, believing the market underprices the probability of the Fed's December dot projection of 5 1/8% being realized. We added almost 2 years of German 10-year Bund duration. Additionally, we increased our front end Euribor position by about a half a year, as we don't see the ECB hiking all the way to the 3.75 to 4%, which is currently priced in. In credit, we trimmed both investment grade and high yield, but only at the headline level, while adding to individual names in energy, industrials, and financials. In emerging markets, we added approximately 1% to South African local 10-year rates, while trimming the same from Indonesia, as the former has seen its yields rise lately, while Indonesia has appreciated meaningfully from the wave of China reopening. In terms of performance for April, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant contributor as a result of overall long U.S. duration. Emerging market debt contributed as well, due mainly to exposure in Brazil, Indonesia, India, Poland, and Mexico. Developed market foreign exchange positioning was a detractor, driven mainly by long Japanese yen. Investment-grade credit was a modest contributor to performance, mainly as a result of energy and financial holdings. Mortgage and asset-backed securities exposure was also a modest positive contributor, mainly due to collateralized loan obligations. High-yield credit was also a slight contributor, as the positive impact from energy was offset by widening in communications exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the arc of the disinflationary process should prove to be long and uneven, and the patience of investors and policymakers will be tested. Our position continues to be that with the disinflationary process underway, and that with meaningful policy tightening yet to work through the system, steady progress toward the Fed's long-term objectives will be achieved. In line with this monetary policy regime, growth in nominal spending has decelerated steadily over the past 2 years. In fact, nominal domestic demand, spending by consumers, businesses, and government grew at no faster pace last year than was seen in the prior 2 years prior to COVID. Without sustained increases in nominal spending, inflation can't continue, and the progress on that front last year was undeniable. Again, with downward trends in place and the lagged effects of monetary tightening still working their way through the system, the war on inflation is being won. So that concludes our podcast for April. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.